On Wednesdays, the Business Report focuses on your workplace. And today we continue Take Two, our series on people reinventing themselves through their work. NPR's Ketzel Levine spoke to a woman who's finally running her own show.
Being a secretary for several decades did very little for Becky Wall's sense of direction.
I was saying to a friend, you know, here I am 54 years old and I'm still struggling to figure out what I want to do.
She's 57 now and done struggling. She's finally found a career.
Please send a copy.
Last spring, she took over as property manager for the courtyards at Fishing Creek in Chesapeake Beach, Maryland. That's about an hour's drive from D.C. The courtyards is an enclave of affordable housing units, including 60 apartments and 16 townhouses.
What else do we have to have on?
In the course of her workday, with its myriad details from faulty heat pumps to overdue rent, Becky Wall decides what to do and when to do it for the first time in her working life.
I've been a dumb secretary all my life. I didn't go to college. My parents couldn't afford it. And I was good at what I did because I type 120 words a minute and I took 140 words a minute in shorthand. But basically, it didn't give me the feeling that I'm important. This job, I'm on my own here and I have real responsibility.
The town's mayor, who was also a family friend, was the one who suggested the job. She balked at first. Among other things, she'd have to write letters, something she'd always loathed doing, whether working as a secretary or managing her husband's computer business.
And I would always say to my husband, I can't write that letter. And he would say, yes, you can. I'm like, no, I can't. I don't even know how to put the words together, you know. And so now I just throw a letter together, and it's like, I don't feel like somebody has told me what to do. You know, it's just coming from within.
What's your apartment number? 101?
101.
In the few hours we spend together in her office, a softly lit, deeply upholstered, and potpourri-scented room, Becky Wall seems to be enjoying herself immensely.
Carl's coming with the paychecks.
She's also closely involved in the lives of her tenants, and keeps up after they move on.
I'm gonna miss you.
I'm gonna keep in touch with you, Becky.
You better.
The mother of two, of her own, that is, she also keeps close tabs on her tenants' kids. Becky Wall is engaged at work in a way she says she never was before.
Any other time, I would find any way in the world to try to quit work and be home. I mean, I love to stay home, and I've always wanted to just stay home and not have to work. I just don't want to work. But now that I have this job, I usually don't go home until 7, 7:30, 8, 8:30, sometimes 9 o'clock.
However long her work week, Becky Wall relishes its challenges. The lease arrangements, the maintenance reports, and particularly the letters, now in her own words.
Housing. If you should have any questions, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely, Rebecca Wall, Property Manager.
Ketzel Levine, NPR News.
You can find more stories of people changing their lives by changing careers by changing the web address to npr.org.